print.
There's people flying. The roads aren't bad, but, I mean, certainly they're a little slick, and there's people flying all over the place.
I'm seeing people just not paying attention, going too fast, you know, looking at everything. Like, there's a little smack up on the side of the road. They're paying attention to that instead of paying attention to the weather.
Don't you hate that rubbernecker? Sometimes they cause accidents while they're watching other ones, especially when there's winter weather in the middle of that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Yes, it's true. A lot of people still digging out from the first big storm of the season. However, it's not quite as big as it was hailed on the East Coast, because a lot of that snow in places like D.C., sure, it came down, but inside the city proper, it did not stick. It didn't stick. Get ready, because this is just the beginning. Surely we know that there's more to follow after what we just had. In some places, ice. I have to tell you, I was going someplace today near my own home that would take me normally 20 minutes to get there. 20 minutes driving the normal speed limit. It took me an hour and a half. Why? Because on the freeway, the Bush Freeway, named for Papa Bush 1, it was just jammed with cars and trucks because there was ice over the bridges and some of the overpasses. They always warn about that, and, of course, it was terrible. So cars were slipping and sliding still after 4 days. Ice is worse than snow. I know it for sure. It is worse than snow. What a day it was in Johannesburg and in all of South Africa. It was a day to remember Nelson Mandela. He died last week at the age of 95. Today was the day that he was recognized by his people and by so many world leaders. What was being hailed as a miracle as far as pulling it off for the security was one thing, but the amazing amount of movement without problems was another part of this that was pretty incredible, too. Things that came out of the Mandela celebration included some controversy, naturally, when it came to the president for photographing himself, what they call selfies, with cell phones, taking pictures, and other people taking pictures that way. The president and British Prime Minister David Cameron posing for a picture with the Danish Prime Minister, too. So it wasn't all solemn and long faces at this soccer stadium where Mandela was being honored. And the thing, more even than the selfie, that got attention was the fact that when he was going to the podium to speak for a few minutes, he shook the hand of Raul Castro, which infuriated so many people because, of course, Raul Castro, the brother of Crazy Castro, touched off a nerve with many, many Cuban Americans who thought he shouldn't have shook his hand. But he did catch a break from one lawmaker, Senator Rand Paul, who's been quick to attack Obama about other things, says, you know what, I'm going to cut him a break here. It was a memorial service. He's walking up, and it was just a quick handshake because he put his hand out, as did several other people. And in that situation, I'm going to say you have to give him a pass. But he was also quick to add, however, I don't give him a pass by not condemning communism and the people who are imprisoned in his own country, political prisoners, which there are a ton of political prisoners in Cuba. Talk to any of the Cuban now Americans or Cubans who have come over and ended up in Miami, what it's like there when suddenly people disappear because they talk too loudly about the government and they have an X on their door, or they have to line up for rice and other things, and it's a land stuck in time. But the ceremony itself other than some of the takeaways, the ones I mentioned, the ceremony itself went off without a hitch, which is really a great feat because they put it together, even though they knew that he wasn't long for this world. They put it together pretty quickly, and they were able to roll people in and roll people out and not have huge problems with that. So, bravo. And there were so many people who would get up, do their a couple of minutes, speak about something poignant about Obama or some personal memory or what he stood for. That's why it took 4 hours. But the people, despite rain at times, they were pretty gracious about it, singing and dancing, and a lot of people turned out for it. And in the end, what comes out of it? Selfies and handshakes. Always some kind of controversy, right? And the wintery mix that we mentioned at the top, by the way, I got a couple of great emails. I got to mention this one email. I got this one email from this guy, Chris, who said, Kate, I heard you talking about spinouts, and I laughed my head off. I can only tell you the first time ever when I thought that I knew what I was doing. I was just a kid, got my driver's license, and I didn't realize how slippery the snow was actually when I was driving. And I did a complete 360 in a car. It scared me to death. I was 17 years old. It happened on one of those roundabouts or circles. And it was really a scary moment. Because at first I would see, I sort of at that moment saw concrete out of the corner of my eye. Saw other cars. But it was a miracle. Nobody hit me. And I was able to actually drive away, and I was driving very, very slowly. Yeah, you heard the one comment at the top about the way somebody was driving. I think that's a big problem where people think they're okay, and it's just a little snow, it's just a little ice, but a lot of it's melted off, and then the next thing you know, they're wiping out somewhere, going over an embankment, hitting a rail, something that, of course, they weren't expecting, and it turns out to be incredibly disastrous because it doesn't look like it's anything. It looks like, well, most of this has been shoveled up. And that's what I encountered during the day. Here it was 5 days later, and that's what I was seeing, where it looked like it was fine, but then somebody would kind of start to slide, and then it would slow down all over again because of that, because of people spinning out, and it created traffic jams and some other things along the way. Coming up in our next segment here on America Tonight, Senator Bob Menendez throws in his two cents about Afghanistan and Hamid Karzai, who's holding up the works by not signing the bilateral agreement. This has been now a couple of weeks. Also, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Andrew Sabo, my pal from England, turned to America about a couple of things, including Mandela and the situation, as usual, politically speaking, things that are having a ripple effect across the country. And that's part of Peel Back the Onion. That's at the bottom of the hour. But hang on, coming back on the flip side, Uruguay might become the first national market for legal pot. You think that'll work out?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A story that's creating a lot of buzz and something a lot of people in the United States wanted to see. When I say a lot, there are a handful of people that are pushing for marijuana to be legalized federally across the board. And you're why they're trying to do that. It's almost all the way through their political system, and people would be able to, at a certain level, they'd be able to grow pot. They'd be able to buy pot. They could have cannabis clubs. And the hope is, one, the government would make money on it because they would tax it. But also, it would push out illegal drugs because they would have access to have their own pot plants, and they would be able to buy it. They'd be able to go to pharmacies and buy a certain amount every month. And once they were out, they were out, but they would be able to go and get it. And this is an argument where you could take it in a couple of different directions. One is marijuana gateway drug, which some people would say, which is part of the argument in the United States. Although a lot of police officers, sheriff deputies, the on-the-ground, hands-on law enforcement types think this would be a great way to save money for already strapped local municipalities who can't pay and have had to cut officers out and are really, really thin it would be a way for them to get some personnel back with taxing. And the other key thing is they wouldn't have to mess around with tiny, small amounts of marijuana. They wouldn't have to bust people for that, and they could focus on other things. Uruguay, the test case, and one of the most liberal places in South America for the policy that probably goes all the way through. And then it's the question of the setup and everything else. A lot of people will be watching to see what happens there in the United States to push the agenda further along to try to get that on the federal radar. But I think it'll take a long time to push that through, because there as much as there are some people that say, hey, it's a way to make money, why not? There'll be as many people opposed to it, too. Besides Mandela's ceremony, the weather, people digging out in New Jersey and Philadelphia, school day for so many kids, and as I also mentioned, Mandela's services, the other crazy buzz in the backyard is over the fact that this was released, and people have been talking about this for a while. The idea to go to Mars, first of all, the idea to travel to Mars, but how about the fact that more than 200,000 people say they want to go to Mars and they're willing to live there? If you have the ambitions of being one of the first people on Mars, there's a Dutch company that says it's moving along with its plan to send 4 people from Earth to colonize the red planet. You know, the biggest catch of this, of course, is you won't come back. Bye! I hope you do okay in Mars. It's the Mars One Foundation, and they say they've secured suppliers for an unmanned mission that would go off in 2018. It involves a robotic lander, a communications satellite. Lockheed Martin has been contracted to study building the lander, and there's another company, Surrey Satellite Technology, that'll develop a way to study, a concept study anyway, for the satellite. And then they're going to look at that first mission to demonstrate the technology that would be involved in trying to put together a permanent human settlement on Mars. Man, I don't know about that. Say goodbye to everybody. Woohoo! Festivities, go out for the last time. And then there you are on the red planet. Just you and whoever else on that planet. But people must be interested in it. The enthusiasm is high. 200,000 people signing up to be prospective astronauts is pretty big. And if you're okay with living the rest of your life out on Mars, that's the idea, because there's no technology for a return flight. Boy, better go see that movie Gravity a couple of times, see how you feel about that. There's no launch pad. It'd be a one-way trip. So many people applied. The application period is now closed. The window of opportunity is shut. And then they go through the different rounds. They say the unmanned mission is the most important and most difficult step of actually getting humans to Mars. But the opportunity to participate is that exciting for a lot of people. I don't think so. What if you got planet claustrophobia? Just like island claustrophobia? Well, you'd be stuck. And boy, I hope you like your handful of neighbors. Because if you don't, there's not much you could, do about it. I guess you would spend your days for work doing science experiments. You would want to do something. And if the technology was hooked up correctly, I suppose you could theoretically get all kinds of other things. Would you be able to get television shows? You could beam them down there. The first humans, I'll say this again if I didn't say the date, arrive in 2025. And they would send additional crews every 2 years. So the idea is to send crews of four, but eventually, if they got bigger ways to transport people, they would do that, and they would get as many as possible up there. And you've got commitments from all these people, so they're looking at a way to fund this, put it together, and seriously having people live on Mars. So it's kind of a crazy concept, isn't it? I can see why this is creating a little bit of buzz in the backyard for anyone who's read it. I'll say this again. Go see Gravity, and you can decide if you would like to live on another planet. I mean, the chances of who knows what happens to the planet and what would it be like to be completely untethered and living in, I think it'd be maybe cool circumstances to go visit, but the idea that you wouldn't come back down, you know, that's it. So you say, yes, I raise my hand, but guess what? What goes up is not coming down. He might be one of the luckiest people when it comes to the courtroom. George Zimmerman, it's official. The girlfriend wants the case dropped, and it's looking better and better in the favor, you know, it's swinging in the direction of George Zimmerman, because it, in the court document, the no contact provision against Zimmerman, if it's lifted, then they would, his girlfriend and he would be able to be together. But she wants everything across the board cleared. And it's tough. It's a tough thing for the prosecution to prove anyway, threatening, abuse, any of that kind of stuff. And he just might, this just might push this over the edge where he's out and the DA wouldn't charge him. He's accused of aggravated assault, domestic battery, and criminal mischief. And there is a good chance that he could probably clear the hurdle again. Meanwhile, his estranged wife said that while she respects the jury's not guilty verdict in his second degree murder trial, she says she now has doubts based on things, some things that have happened. She has doubts about the innocence. Oh, never good to have the soon to be ex-wife out there floating around saying that, because she's starting to create a lot of hype over it. And Zimmerman's girlfriend is hoping the petition she filed will be enough to get him out, get this cleared, and then they can move on. We're moving on. Move on with us. Much more to go in this hour of America Tonight.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's it's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Onion with Andrew Shaba, the marketing chef. He is a professional speaker, a positioning, branding, and messaging strategist. What do you think the message was? And this is a big one, Andrew. I don't want to really, I won't start negative first. Let's just start this way first. Nelson Mandela passes away last Thursday at the age of 95. I think no matter what your politics, no matter what's going on, he was an amazing ambassador of peace. What an incredible human being, the things that he did. And talk about learning to embrace forgiveness after 27 years of being in prison in some of the most horrific conditions you can imagine. I don't know that we'll ever see another Nelson Mandela. How do you feel about Mandela's contributions to the world?
Wow. How much time do we have?
I know.
Yeah, I mean, he really, really was the standard bearer, especially I think in the latter half of the 20th century, moving into the 21st century, in terms of indeed reconciliation. I mean, that is probably one of the hardest things that we've seen, to see two sides that were so divided. I mean, it makes the racial divide in this country. And I don't mean to necessarily diminish it, but if you understand the history of apartheid, that divide was very bitter. it was like the Grand Canyon of a racial divide. There was no deeper canyon in the world, I believe, when it came to the racial divide between blacks in South Africa and whites. Mm. And what he showed, and I think in many senses there was a certain spirit of Martin Luther King that has been lost a little bit in this country, because Martin Luther King also believed very highly in forgiveness and in reconciliation, and to achieve what needs to be done through peaceful means. And that doesn't necessarily mean you don't protest and you stand up for what you believe in. And I think Nelson Mandela, I think, brought together, he obviously brought together a country that was incredibly divided, that was racially, there was racial hatred at the deepest level. And like I said, it was done through forgiveness. And one, I think every politician, irrespective of which side you're on, needs to, there's lessons. And he wasn't a perfect man. I mean, nobody is perfect. Except for, of course, Jesus Christ, who is the ultimate example of reconciliation and forgiveness. And I think Mandela, he was not perfect. He did some things that, especially early on. But as he realized what his true calling was, he lived it out, and he led a life. His actions also were aligned to his words. And that's not always the case. A lot of politicians, they say something, or even those who protest against things, they say one thing, but they're doing another. So I think there's lessons to be learned by everyone here.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a little bit of controversy at the Mandela ceremony in Johannesburg, South Africa, and Republican Senator Ted Cruz, who was part of the congressional delegation that went to it, actually walked out of the service for a time because he has Cuban ties, of course. His father left Cuba, fled Cuba, before Fidel Castro's, Raul's brother and predecessor came to power in 1959. And, that was communist rule. I know a lot about that situation there. And it's terrible. People imprisoned, people disappearing from their houses under the Castro regime, that. So, absolutely. So Cruz didn't say anything, but through a spokesperson who is a member of the delegation, said that, the senator feels that Castro has wrongly imprisoned and tortured countless innocents. And why he walked out is the president, President Obama, shook hands with Cuba's president, and he decided, that was enough. He didn't want to hear what he had to say, and he also didn't want to see the president shaking hands with Raul Castro. But later in the day, this is the interesting part, so I understand how he feels, but later in the day, Senator Rand Paul said, listen, at a funeral, people shake your hands. I'm going to cut him some slack with that. Yes, he should denounce the communist reign of Cuba, and I haven't seen him do that if I wanted to be critical, but I can't really be critical of him for, Castro goes by him, shakes his hand for 2 seconds, and it's all over Twitter, but I can't really criticize him for that. He's at a memorial service, and those kind of things, those kind of brushes are going to happen. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think this has been overblown a little bit. It's one of those situations. If you look at the footage, it was as Obama was approaching the lectern to make his remarks, and he was passing several world leaders. And so one of those things where people are reaching out their hand, he's probably focused on what he's about to say. And if he would have been a little bit more aware, he may have, he could have probably tried to avoid it, but I don't think he was. That's not what he was thinking at that time. The reality, you're going to shake hands with a lot of people. I mean, on both sides of the party, on both wings. In fact, I think another little controversy was this phenomena of taking selfies. There's been a lot of talk about that. There's been over 50 million selfies done on Instagram. And there is, at a funeral, you've got President Obama taking a selfie.
Yeah.
With the conservative prime minister from Britain, David Cameron, and the Danish premier. So you've got a wide political spectrum there. I'm not sure if that's appropriate, really, doing a selfie at a funeral. So I think, it's a funeral. I think you've got to cut him some slack. I think that's just controversial. If you're going to get controversial, you need to get controversial about that. So So he was shaking hands with people that he's diametrically opposed with. It was, as you said, I agree with you, Kate. It was a funeral. It is a time when you put that kind of stuff aside. I think if he would have actually done better if he could have avoided shaking hands with Raul Castro. But again, it was one of the things. He's walking down a line. He's focused on getting to the lectern. Somebody reaching out to him. He probably didn't even know until the last minute. Until he's probably shaking hands with Raul Castro. That was Raul Castro. So I'm going to kind of look back on that one. I don't think that was a deliberate, I'm befriending you. He doesn't agree with some of David Cameron's policies since he's a conservative and he takes a selfie with him. So, you can look at it from both sides there.
Yeah, absolutely. We're in agreement on that one. How about this? Today, on Tuesday, Senator Patty Murray from Washington, Democrat from Washington, and Congressman Paul Ryan, Republican from Wisconsin, they got together, and they've, of course, been in a budget committee, and they have come up with a deal. They have a deal. Now, it has to be approved by the House, has to be approved by the Senate. We got people taking off for vacation, and January 15th is the day that the government runs out of money. But the deal, apparently, it won't cut a lot of the deficit down. It'll be $23 billion that will be cut out in 10 years. And we have over a $17 trillion deficit at this point, which I think is just outrageous. And we can't continue to go down that path. So that's obviously one big problem with it. But at this point, we just keep doing the same thing over and over again. They have to have something done, because if they don't, could we really stomach, Andrew, from the point of view of being a messaging strategist, branding kind of guy, could really either party afford to see another government shutdown in January?
Well, I think the Republicans lost big time on the last go-around here. They did not get their message out. This is something that they failed to do. And the situation you have, I think there's a deeper issue at hand here, is you have a president who governs by fiat. He has overridden laws that Congress has passed. He really doesn't care what they do. He's playing the PR game. He's doing that better than the Republicans. I don't think the Republicans dare to mess this up, because right now public opinion is going against the Democrats, and certainly against the president, because of the collapse of Obamacare, which is, of course, the president's signature policy. It's about the one thing that he's achieved. Whether you agree with it or not, he did ram that through through Congress when it was controlled by the Democrats. And now we're seeing that whole debacle come undone. And I think, if the Republic, we have a situation where that the president is going to dig his heels in. He's not, despite his campaign promises, when he said that this deficit was unacceptable, he has done nothing to curb that deficit. He will do nothing. And therefore, anything the Republicans do will be perceived, unfortunately, by the Republic. That they're saying no, because they're not coming up with anything positive. I think what they need to do is wait until the midterms, and that's when they come at the country with a strong message that, okay, we've had now 6 years of deficit. This is not helping the country, and that's why they need to come up with a message. I don't think it will work now. I think they need to wait with that message for the midterms and win the messaging and the strategy then. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Midterms is so key in this case, and that's what all the big buildup is. I can't wait for it, because I think for once, although you could go back a couple years ago and there was some significance there with some of the Republicans that were able to take advantage and get in on some bungled Democratic moves, but we'll definitely be waiting to see how that all spills out in the first 6 months, especially. That is key. Peel back the onion with Andrew Szabo. Andrew, thanks. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Kate. As always, thank you.
Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer. But fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Tonight, and we're looking underneath the hood, giving you some stories that you might not have heard. Not quite as mainstream. Let's just say that. So not your typical one, two, three that are important that you hear and that you're buzzing about and you're either infuriated about Washington or some other crazy stuff. But other things, like the Bogota mayor being pink-slipped because of the trash collection. You know, people, no matter where you live, it's a common denominator. We want our trash to be picked up, don't we? So this is kind of a wild story. Someone actually sent me a link to it, somebody that I know that lives in South America. So the deal is that the mayor of Colombia's capital was actually removed from his position for mismanagement of garbage collection and banned from holding any kind of office for 15 years. Wouldn't it be great if we could just remove from office the people that didn't, like, for example, come up with a budget? If that was your job, if you are accountable. So the inspector general ruled that the former guerrilla, Gustavo Petro, who was the Bogota mayor and had the second most powerful political post, really screwed up the waste management in the city. And that's serious because there's 8 million people there. So if you've got rubbish lying around piling up, we know Americans don't like this, it creates a health hazard. And this is a guy who's left. In fact, he was at one point a member of M19, which was a rebel movement. And he joked that he wouldn't be able to hold office again until he was, nearing 70. So now he gets booted for at least 15 years, and he's 53, all because of trash. Yeah. He says it's a ruse because of his politics, but the trash situation there is pretty bad, whether they manipulated it or not. I mean, this is a guy, he knows better, right? He's a former congressman there. He's an economist. And he actually ran the city with an annual budget of $7 billion. So because of the damage over the garbage, that's it. He is pulled out. I'll say it again. People do not like their garbage not being picked up. M19, by the way, if it maybe made you perk up a little bit, was suspected of being paid by the late drug lord Pablo Escobar to attack the Supreme Court in 1985 and destroy evidence that may have led to his extradition. 95 people were killed in that attack, including 11 justices. So even though this was supposedly a disarmed group, even though that was they were supposedly were, it all came tumbling back again. So the first thing is Colombia is rife with drugs and politics intertwined with drugs. And as much as they'll tell you is, oh, no, things have changed in Colombia. Come in and visit us in Colombia. It's still the person who holds the power, holds the gate open in some cases for the drug situation to continue to flourish in that in Bogota especially. This is a crazy story that is completely opposite of what's happening with garbage collection in a foreign country. This is just a funny story of somebody who was left behind on a plane. And in fact, for the second time in 3 years, a U.S. airline actually locked the door and left a sleeping passenger behind on a plane. Now, this one you might have seen. I don't know. And the guy's name was Tom Wagner. He woke up in a pitch-black cabin of United Express. It was a flight from Louisiana to Houston on Friday. He fell asleep in his window seat in the back, and no one woke him up when the plane landed, and they disembarked, and that was it. How does that happen? I mean, like, nobody's clearing the garbage. Speaking of garbage, so there was a tie-in there. Picking up the magazines, even though they come around, usually they do a check or they clean the plane. I don't know how they would have missed that. So he says that the airline workers came to get him about a half an hour later after he called his girlfriend and she called the airline. So can you imagine that phone call? Hey, my boyfriend, he flew in and he is actually stuck at the airport. Where is he? He's on the plane right now and he needs someone to let him out. So they couldn't explain it. They couldn't explain how it happened, how they missed him. And it was just a couple of years ago, and I remember this story. There was a woman who fell asleep on a United Express flight to Philly, And she was locked on an empty plane for 3 hours after it landed. Oh, that'd be a creepy feeling, wouldn't it? And see, there again, that's where you really want to make sure your cell phone is powered up. I can barely sleep on planes. I mean, if I'm sleeping on a plane, I am knocked out. The last time I really had a good sleep on a plane, I was up like 24 hours. I was in New York at an airport that would do anything but make you sleep. It'd make you enraged, LaGuardia. And I was just so tired that I went to the gate, and I probably just slumped in my seat. I don't even know. And finally someone came up to me, and a flight attendant said, "Oh, I think you're on this flight." And then when I got on the plane, I was conked. And I think someone woke me up on that flight, too, or I could have ended up in that situation. Pitch dark, knowing me, my cell phone juice all used up, and trapped in this really cold, dark plane with nobody around. That would be, I think, pretty freaky, I'd have to say. You know, we talk about in this country the legalization of marijuana and what we're seeing happen in a couple of places like Washington and Colorado. Now, Uruguay may become the first country in South Africa, or South America, to actually allow people to grow, buy, and smoke marijuana. And I think that's passing. They were talking about it today. That would mean that the government, it's a government-sponsored bill. It would establish regulations so it could be taxed of cultivating it, distributing, and consuming pot. And that they say this might be the way to get the business from the criminals. They could buy, if you're a consumer, you could buy 40 grams or 1.4 ounces every month from these pharmacies as long as you're over the age of 18 and registered on a government database that would monitor the monthly amount that you get. So they would limit it. Uruguayans would also be able to grow up to 6 plants of marijuana in their homes a year. Wow. So that would be like 17 ounces. They could have, check this out. I mean, they really thought this out. You could have a smoking club of up to 45 people that could grow 99 plants a year. Do you know how many people would do that? And the bill that's unpopular passed in the lower chamber, and they really think that there's a great chance it could pass all the way through and become law. So think of the drug trafficking, the drug trade. This will be a good test if it passes to see what happens in that country. And this is a country of over 3 million, but certainly one of the more liberal places in Latin America. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
My name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.